Sechtasuchzin, Perik Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah continues with the halacha of a shomer for the peri. Harimoin, a pomegranate avatiach, and a melon, shenimik mitzase, that part of it has rotted, einu mitzdarf, that part is not no longer considered part of the fruit in reference to halachas of tamei, and therefore will not make up the shear of kebei in order to be to convey tumah to something else. Sholem mikan mikan. What happens if we have a situation, let's say, for instance, a watermelon? Either side is fresh and good, but the middle is rotted. The middle is rotted. So einu mitzarif. Even the sides, which are totally intact, cannot be mitzarif because the rotted part in the middle kind of separates it into two separate pieces, and therefore we don't combine the two ends to the shear of a kebeah. Hapitmo shel rimoin, the protrusion that's on top of a pomegranate, mitzdarefes, is considered part of the pomegranate. It is to the level of a shomer, because when it is removed, the pomegranate will start decomposing. So therefore, it's considered a shomer, and it's mitzdaref to the shear. Hanet shaloi, but the little hairs that are on top of that, Einu mitzdarf, they are not considered a shomer for the peri, and therefore they're not mitzdarf to the shear of a kebeah. Even on top of the protrusion, where they're like teeth-like, the skin forms like teeth-like marks around the tippy-top of the pomegranate, that's also not considered a shomer for the peri. If that would be cut off, the peri would still remain fresh, and therefore it's not considered a shomer. As to whether it's a yad or not, and what the shita tanakam is, that seems to be a machlokas in the mefarshim. Sechtos uktzin, perik beis, mishnah dalad. Kol haklifin, all peels, metamois umetamois, they will become tamei and their metame because they are a yad and a shomer umitzdarfes, they are combined with the fruit because they protect the fruit and therefore they have a locha of the fruit. Rabbi Yehuda says, when it comes to a onion, shalish klipin babotzel, there are three outer peels of an onion. Hapnimius, the innermost one, ben shleima ben kedura, whether it's fully intact, whether it is punctured, mitzdarefes, it protects the onion, and therefore it will be considered part of the onion in reference to the requisite shear of a kebeah in order to be metame something else. Emtsois, the middle layer, shalema, if it's complete and intact, mitzdarefes ukedura, but if it's punctured, it no longer protects the onion, and therefore ena mitzdarefes, it will not be shomer for the onion, and it won't be mitzdaref. Vahachitzoina, the outer thin paper, thin layer of the onion, so ben kach lahira, it will be tor because it doesn't protect the onion and it doesn't have any properties of the onion, and therefore it will not become tamei and it will not make up the requisite shear of kebeah in order for the onion, if it became tamei, to be metame something else.